Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Dalet. We left off Daf Gimel Amud Beis at the last skinny line, Tana Rabbanan. It's the second word on the line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Rav Elio Dov Greenwald on his sixth yard site, which is today. May his neshama have an aliyah. Rabbi Greenwald, a graduate of Reitz in the early 1950s, served in the Rabbanus for over 58 years, 50 of those in Manhattan Beach. Sponsored by his loving family, we hope his neshama has an aliyah. And we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for their sponsorship. Today we are going to continue with the discussion of the exclusions of the Mishnah, those who were listed in the Mishnah as not being chayav in the mitzvah of re'iyah for various reasons. So we had already spoken a lot about a chereshota and a katan, and today we're going to continue speaking about, we specifically spoke a lot about a cheresh. Today we're going to speak about a shota. We're then going to speak about a tumtum and an androgynous, and how we know and why we need there to be an exclusion from those people being mechuyev in the mitzvah of Riya. We're then going to talk about nashim and avadim sheina mishachrarim, and how we know that they are not chayev in the mitzvah of Riya, and why there is a need for an exclusion again in certain of those cases. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us, because one of the psukim that's quoted has to do with Aliyah L'Regel, the Gemara is going to tell us a bunch of psukim that when certain of the holy Amoraim came to these psukim, and when they would read them, it would cause a very emotional response. It would cause a response that would basically make them very, very sad. They would start to cry because of the powerful messages that they took when they read these various psukim. So again, we left off Gimel Amud Beis. It's the last narrow line. Second word on the line, Tana Rabbanan. So again, we're going to start with the discussion of what exactly a shota is. When we said that a shota is potter in the mitzvah of Riyah, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ezo shota. Who is a shota? What type of erratic behavior does one have to display in order to be considered a shota? Says the Gemara, Yotze Yechidi Balayla, a person who goes out at night alone. Now, what does it mean, a person who goes out at night alone? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that a person should not go out at night alone on Lel Dalid and also on Lel Shabbos. And so, if a person goes out on Lel Dalid and Lel Shabbos in contravention to the advice that's given in the Gemara Pesachim, does that necessarily mean that the person is a shota? So the Mefarshim explain, no, that Gemara is talking about even in a makam yishuv, even in a place, even in the city, for example, a person shouldn't go out on Lel Revi and Lel Shabbos. However, the shota that we're referring to here, Hayotzi Yechidi Balayla, means a person goes outside the city limits. A person is going to an uninhabited place, and he's just wandering around there at night. That's the shota that we're referring to over here. So again, somebody who wanders around at night, Va'alon Beves HaKvaros, and a person who sleeps in a cemetery, very odd behavior, Va'makareas Ksuso, and somebody who just destructively tears wool of his clothing. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Achiu Kulam Bevas Achas. Rav Huna says that he's not considered a shota until he does all these things at once. Now, what does it mean at once? When we say at once, it doesn't mean that he has to actually do all of these acts simultaneously, because it's very hard to do all of these acts simultaneously. Being out at night and sleeping in a Beis HaKfaros and ripping his garments. What it means is that he has to exhibit all of these erratic types of behavior, even if not exactly simultaneously, but he has to be exhibiting all of these erratic behaviors. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Bachas Mehen. Even if you exhibit one of these behaviors three times, because you have to be muchsuk in this behavior in order to be considered a shota, even if you exhibit only one of these behaviors, it's going to be enough to render you a shota. Says the Gemara, Hey Chidami, says the Gemara, how exactly are you behaving that we're going to make a determination whether or not the person's a shota? If you're doing it, quote, derech shtos, if it's obvious that you've lost your mind, that you don't have your faculties, then afilu b'chada nami, and then even if you only do one of these things, it should be enough to render you a shota. And idlo avid lo derech shtos, and if you're not doing it because of a derech shtos, in other words, if you're exhibiting all of these modes of erratic behavior, but there is a reason as to why you might be behaving this way, then afilu kulo nami lo, then even if you do all of this crazy stuff, even if you're acting in all of these strange behaviors, because we have a basis for explaining your behavior, shouldn't render you a shota. Says the Gemara, Liolam de Ka'avid Lu Derech Shtos. Really, you are doing it B'Derech Shtos. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is that we shouldn't try to be Malamed Shchus as to why the guy is acting like a Shota. You might say that the person who's sleeping in the Beis HaKfaros, maybe the reason that he's doing it is not because he's nuts, it's because he wants a Ruach Tuma to overcome him, to overtake him, for whatever reason. Vayotzi Yechidi Balayla, in other words, and Rashi points out that it's in order to enhance his performance of Kishuf, that he knows he's sleeping in the Beis HaKfaros, and of course it's very strange to sleep in the Beis HaKfaros, but the guy is a Mechashef. The guy is going to engage in sorcery, which is, of course, also Asur, but he wants these evil spirits or these spirits in the Beis HaKfaros to come take over his body. So still, he's considered a Shota. Now, I might think, Vayotze b'chidi b'alayla emar gandrifas achte. I might, if a person goes around alone at night, I might think that this illness has seized him. What's this illness? So Rashi, just an interesting Rashi, because he points to a diagnosis that I wouldn't have thought existed in the times of Rashi. The Rashi says it's an illness, and ani shamati cholia oches mitoch daiga. It's anxiety. The person has anxiety that you have to treat. It's a very serious issue, mental health, and the guy is anxious. He's wandering around at night. Then Rashi says maybe it means that he has a very high fever, and the reason that he's wandering around is because he just needs to fight. He needs to position himself outdoors where there's a breeze. But I might think that the guy's wandering around at night not because he's a lunatic, but because he has this other objective. No, if the guy's wandering around at night, then he's crazy. And a makareas ksuso, and if a person is tearing his clothing, imer bal machshavosu, I might think that he's not stam shota, rather he's meditative and he doesn't realize what he's doing because he's so caught up in his meditation. So says the Gemara, kivan avdina lukulu, havilu, kamisha nagach shor chamor vegamal venasamu lecha lekal. So in other words, even though for each of these behaviors individually, there's like there's an alibi, there's a reason why the guy might be behaving this way. If the guy is exhibiting all of these behaviors, then we're not going to be melamed zchus. Oh, the reason that he's in the Beis HaKfaros is because he wants the Ruach Tuma. The reason that he's around at night is because he has this illness. And the reason that he's tearing his clothing is because he's meditating when he's in the Beis HaKfaros. No, the guy is behaving like a nutjob because he's a nutjob. Says the Gemara, in that case, he's a Shota. And he's like, he's Nagach, Shor, Chamor, V'gamal, V'nasimua, L'chol Davar. And Rashi points out, that's talking about the halacha of a Shoramuad. A Shoramuad becomes a Shoramuad when it gores an ox three times. But the Gemara debates, what if it gores different types of animals one time each? Is it still considered a shoramuad or not? And the Gemara winds up concluding, yes, because the bottom line is, this animal is a dangerous animal. So too over here, the guy is obviously a shota. The reason that he's doing these three nihuge shtus is because that's what's presenting itself to him. That's why he's engaging in these three nihuge shtus, and therefore he is certainly going to be a shota. So Rav Papi, so Amar Rav Papa, so said Rav Papi, b'shemielu l'ad Rav Huna hadatanya. If Rav Huna, and again, Rav Huna is the one who said that you have to do all of these things b'bas achas. If Rav Huna would have said, if Rav Huna would have heard the following, that ezo shota hamaabed kol mashanosin lo, somebody who destroys everything that they gave him, have a hadar, then he would have retracted his opinion. Because again, Rav Huna in the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis said that the person is only a shota if he exhibits all of these types of erratic behavior. But now we have another brisa that says a shota is a person who destroys everything that you give him. One of the examples in the Gemara that we gave is a shota is somebody who tears all of his clothing. So had Rav Huna heard this brisa that a shota is somebody who destroys everything that you gave him, he would have agreed that only one of these behaviors exhibited multiple times renders the person a shota. So says the Gemara, So says the Gemara, the fact, if Rav Huna would have heard this brisa, would he have conceded only that a person who rips his clothing three times is a shota, because that's ma'abed as kol asher yeshlo, but that if a person sleeps in the Beis HaKfaros, he still has to go out yechidi balayla in order to be considered a shota, or vice versa? Says the Gemara, we don't know, but the bottom line is, the way the Gemara is paskening over here, is that if a person engages in this type of erratic behavior, even one of these behaviors, but multiple times, in order to establish it as a chazaka, he is going to be considered a shota. So that's the shota that we're referring to in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara continues with a list in the Mishnah of those who are excluded from performing the halacha, the mitzvah rather, of Re'iya. The Tumtum Vandrogonus. So a Tumtum, somebody whose gender is unknown, and Androgynous is a hermaphrodite, that he has both male and female genitalia. So it says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Zachar Lohotzias Anoshim. It says, Yerah Kel Zachar. So Zachar means Lohotzias Anoshim, to exclude women. Zachurcha Lohotzi Tumtum Vandrogynous. And Zachurcha comes to exclude both a Tumtum and an Androgynous. Kol Zachurcha Larabos Asaktanim. When it says Kol Zachurcha, it comes to include Ketanim. So Amar Martin, of course, you're going to ask, the Mishnah said that Ketanim are Potter. So we already discussed yesterday or a couple of days ago that we're going to make a chiluk between a very, very small katan and a katan shegiya lechinuch is certainly going to be chayev. Again, according to Rashi, midrabanan, the mitzvah is going to be on his father. But regardless, the ketanim that we're talking about are not real babies, because real babies, we already saw in the Mishnah, are potter. But it's really ketanim who are yegiya lechinuch or close to yegiya lechinuch, they are going to be chayev in the mitzvah of Riyah. So says the Gemara, again, back on the inin of tumtum and adrogonis, amar mar, zachar lo tiyas anashim. Says Zachar is to exclude women. Says the Gemara, Halamali kra michti mitzvah zaseishas man gramu v'chol mitzvah zaseishas man grama nashim turos. Why do we need a pasuk to exclude women? The mitzvah of Re'iya is a mitzvah zaseishas man grama. It's a time bound mitzvah because it applies only on Yontif. It applies only on the Shalosh Regalim. And women are going to be putter in all mitzvah zaseishas man grama. And therefore, why do I need an exclusion in the pasuk to tell me that women are putter? Women are putter from this entire category of mitzvah. The achronim are bothered that Re'iya is not only a mitzvah zaseh, it actually is a mitzvah zlos zaseh as well, because of lo yiro panai reikam. And elsewhere where we have mitzvahs that appear to be mitzvah zaseh shezman grama, we say that women are chayiv in them. For example, because there's also a mitzvah lo saseh. So a good example of this is matzah on Pesach, where we say that anybody who is included in the lo saseh of eating chametz is chayiv in the aseh of eating matzah. Or you have Zachar and Shamar on Shabbos, that anybody who's chayiv in Shmira is also chayiv in Zechira. So why don't we apply over here, anybody who's chayiv in lo yeru panai reikam, which is a lo sase, is also to be chayiv in the asay. And the achronim explain, the reason is because over here, the asay and the lo sase is talking about the exact same thing. So you can't say whoever is chayiv in the lo sase is also chayiv in the asay, because they're literally talking about the same thing, and the asay is a mitzvah asay shezman grama. Unlike by Pesach and by matzah and chametz, rather, or by zachar and shamar, the asay and the lo sase are talking about different things. So the kasha stands, why do you need an exclusion to tell me that women are potter? It's a mitzvah asay shezman grama, and they're potter in all mitzvah asay shezman grama. Says the Gemara, we learned yesterday about a mitzvah asay shezman grama that women are chayiv in. It's tzirich salkadai techamina nelef riya riya mehakel. I might have thought that I should compare olas riya to hakel and malahal anashon chayavos. Just like by hakel, women are chayiv. We saw yesterday that women are chayiv lishmoa. Afkan Nashim Chayavos, also over here, women are going to be Chayav in the mitzvah of Re'iya. Kamash Malan says the Pasuk, Zachar, that it comes to exclude Nashim. And now the Gemara says, Amar Mar Zachurcha, Lotzi Tumtum Vandrogonus. So Zachurcha, we said, is Motzi, comes to exclude Tumtum and Androgynous. So Bishlam Androgynous, it's Zrech. I understand why I need a pasuk to exclude an androgynous. Again, an androgynous is somebody who has both a tzad zachrus and a tzad nikvus. He has male and female genitalia, because salkadai techamino, obviously tzad zachrus lechayiv, I might think to be mechayiv in, because he does have male genitalia, and therefore I might think he's enough like a zachar that he should be chayiv in the mitzvah. Kamash malon, the briyav efnei atzmahu. So kamash malon, no, he's not a zachar. He's a briyav efnei atzma, because he has both types of genitalia, and therefore the pasuk is needed to exclude him from performing the mitzvah. Ella tumtum, but however, a tumtum is somebody we just don't know what his gender is. Sasfekahu, so he's a suffik. We just don't know whether he's a male or a female. Mi itzrich kra lemutes feka. Do we need a pasuk to tell us that a suffik isn't chayev in the mitzvah? Why would I think, what basis do I have to think that he is chayev? We just don't know what he is. Only males are chayev, and we don't know what this guy is. He might be male, he might be female. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye kesha beitza min b'chutz. No, because we know that he's a male, but he's not a normal male, because his beitzim are outside of his body, but he doesn't have a gid. It's covered up by a membrane. His aver is covered up by a membrane, and therefore he actually doesn't present like a regular male, and therefore we need a pasuk to exclude him from the mitzvah of re'iyah. Now, we had said that Amar Mar Kol Zechurcha, the Brayse had continued that Kol Zechurcha's L'Rabba Sasaktanim comes to include Ketanim, V'atnan Chutz Mecher Shotav HaKatan. The Gemara asks, so what we just pointed out, the Mishnah told me that everybody's Chayav in Riyah except for Cher Shotav HaKatan. So how can you tell me now that Ketanim are included from Kol Zechurcha? Even the Mishnah, you told me that Ketanim are excluded. So Amar Rabbi, Yelo Kasha, Kam HaKatan, She'egiyah L'chinuch, Kam HaKatan, Shelo Egiyah L'chinuch. Depends what type of Katan we are talking about. If it's a Katan Shelo Egiyah L'chinuch, then there's no reason for him to be there. If it's a Katan She'egiyah L'chinuch, then there is a reason to be there. Aye, says the Gemara, but if it's only a Katan She'egiyah L'chinuch, Chinuch is only Idrabanan. The Katan is only going to be Chayev in the mitzvah on a Idrabanan level. But you're quoting me a Pasuk in the Torah to teach me that the Katan has to be there. So how does that work? So says the Gemara, Katan Shegia Lechinuch, the Rabbananu. A Katan Shegia Lechinuch is only Midrabanan. Says the Gemara, in a Chinami, the cross machta bialma. You're right, it's only Idrabanan. The Kra, the Pasuk is only an Esmachta. Says the Gemara, Vela Kra Lamai Asa. So if it, let's assume I didn't need the pasuk of Kol Zechurcha to teach me Ketanim, because Ketanim is only a mitzvah midrabanan al tzchinuch to bring them. So what would I learn from that pasuk? Ela kra lamayasa l'kedacherim. It comes to include the halacha. It comes to teach me the halacha of the acherim. The Tanya acherim omrim. I'm a kametz. Somebody whose job it is to scrape up dog excrement with his hands. So it's a very disgusting job and leaves obviously a very unpleasant odor on this person. Now, why would a person be doing this? Is he stam nuts? Because if he's nuts, then he's a shota. That's why he's not chayev in the mitzvah of Riyah. Says Rashi, no, he's not nuts. This is his job. Why would he be scooping up the excrement? Shema abdin osan betsoas klovim. Because they would work their leather. They would treat their leather with psoas klovim. So somebody had to scrape up the dog excrement in order to treat the leather. Vametzaref and somebody vametzaref nechoshes and somebody who smelts copper. Vabursi and a tanner. Pturim and a ria. All these people are potter from performing the mitzvah of ria. Why? Mishem shenemar kol zechurcha, because it says in the pasuk of kol zechurcha. Misha yachalalos im kol zechurcha. Comes to include in the mitzvah only those who are able to go up and perform the mitzvah with all of Klal Yisrael. Yatsu Elu, Sheinim Ruyin, Lalosim Kol Zechurcha. Comes to exclude these people who are not able to go up with everybody in Klal Yisrael. The reason that they're not able to go up with everybody in Klal Yisrael is because they're so malodorous, they have such a bad odor that they can't be in a crowd with other people, because other people cannot tolerate being with them, and therefore they're going to be excluded from performing the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Says the Gemara, now Viter, second wide line, Nashim va'avadim she'inam mishachrarim. So women and avadim who are not freed. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Nashim kedamran. I understand Nashim why they're excluded, because the pasuk says, Zachar and Zachar is lahotzi es ha'nashim. However, el avadim inala. Now how do we know that avadim are exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah? Samar Avuna Amar Kra El Panei Ha'adon Hashem. Because what are you doing? You're going to visit the master Hashem. Mi She'ein Lo Ela Adon Echad. That includes in the mitzvah only somebody who has one master. Yatzazeh She'esh Lo Adon Acher. Comes to exclude this person who has a second master. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon Kol Olamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his real master, but he also has a master, a Basar Vadam. He has a human master as well. So says the Gemara, again, Halama Likra, what do I need a pasuk to exclude Avadim from performing the mitzvah of Re'iyah? Michti, kol mitzvah she'isha chayev esba, eved chayev ba. Kol mitzvah she'ina isha chayev esba, ein eved chayev ba. That any mitzvah that a woman is mechuyev in, an eved is mechuyev in. Any mitzvah that a woman is not mechuyev in, an eved is not mechuyev in. Degamar la la meisha. Because we learn, gzeira shava, of la la meisha. that a woman, an Eved is chayiv only in the mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in. Of course, this doesn't mean that an Eved is like a woman, because a woman has Kedushas Yisrael, and Eved doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, but Lagabe performing the mitzvahs, the Torah learns out from this Gzeira Shava, we learn that the chayiv in mitzvahs is coextensive as between women and avadim. So the Gemara's question is, once I have a lima that tells me that women are going to be pater, then automatically I know that avadim are going to be pater. I don't need a separate exclusion that avadim are pater, because avadim are only chayiv and whatever women are chayiv in. And if there's a mitzvah that women are pater in, then the eved is going to be pater as well. Says the Gemara, Amaravina lo nitzvacha ela shamisa chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. We're not talking about a full eved, because you're right, a full eved, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that he's pater. Him I learn from Isha. What are we talking about? We're talking about somebody who's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. Dekanami, diktani, nashim va'avadim she'inan mishachrorin. Because the way the Mishnah phrases it, is it describes nashim, women, and avadim she'inan mishachrorin, slaves who are not freed. Now, my she'ina mishachrarim, what does it mean, avadim she'ina mishachrarim? Ilema she'ina mishachrarim klal, if it means that they're not free at all, so listening, avadim stama. So you know how we refer to avadim? We don't refer to them as slaves who are not free, we refer to them as slaves. So why would you refer to this regular eved as avadim she'inan mishachrarim? So my she'ina mishachrarim, ilema she'ina mishachrarim klal, listening, avadim stama. Elalav she'ina mishachrarim legamre. So elamai, doesn't it mean that they're not mishukhrar legamre? Umay ninu, and what is that? Mi shechetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin shma mina. So this is the chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin, and that is the eved that we're referring to. Rashi points out, and we saw this already on Daf Beis, that this is obviously talking only about the Mishnah Rishona. This is talking only about the Shita of Beis Hillel as to how to treat a Chatzi Eved B'Chatzi Ben Chorin before he was Chozer Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Because remember, there was a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What do you do with a Chatzi Eved B'Chatzi Ben Chorin? Where Beis Shammai said, you're leaving him. So first of all, Beis Hillel said, it's simple. One day on, one day off. One day he works for his master, one day he doesn't have to work for his master. Beis Shammai said, that's horrible, because you're giving a takana for his master, because you're telling the master you get the services of the Eved every other day. However, for the Eved, he's in a perpetual state of limbo. He doesn't know whether he's a free person. He doesn't know whether he's a slave. He can't get married, because he can't marry a free woman. He can't marry a shivcha. He's going to sit and not perform the mitzvah pruer vuul l'sheves yitzara. It's going to be terrible. And ultimately, Chazru Beis Hillel horos kedivrei Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel saw the wisdom of Beis Shammai Shita and started paskening like Beis Shammai. So what do? We force the master to free the Chatzi Eved, the Tzad Avdus, and then we basically tell the Eved, you have to compensate the master you have to basically buy out your option. So you have an option to buy it out, like in a sports contract, you have to buy out the option. So that's what we do. So Rashi points out, this is obviously talking about Mishnah Rishona before Beis Hillel started paskening like Beis Shammai. Because in the Mishnah Achrona, says Rashi, there is no such thing as a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, because Beis Hillel said, Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, Kofen es Rabo, v'Kosev lo Shtar Shichur al Damav, that we force the master to free the Tzad Avdus, and then the Eved basically has to buy himself out. So says Rashi, this is obviously talking only about Mishnah Rishona, but Mishnah Achrona, the way Beis Hillel starts paskening like Beis Shammai, this would never come to pass. Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar says, no, I mean, it could come to pass even in Mishnah Achrona. The Mishnah Achrona means that Beis Hillel paskening like Beis Shammai, that we force the master to free the Tzad Avdus. However, it is possible that before the master gets around to actually freeing the Tzad Avdus, and before the Eved comes up with the money to buy out his option, to buy out the Tzad Avdus from the master, it could be that he's in a temporary state of Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. And Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar says, the Chiddush of this Gemara is that before the Rav actually frees him, even though eventually we're going to force the Rav to free him, but before the Rav actually frees him, he will not have to perform the mitzvah of Re'ia. All right, says the Gemara in Avaiter, we're three lines up from the bottom. Vachiger, Vasuma, Vachola, Vakatan, Vazaken, rather. So Tana Rabbanan. So Regalim, it said, and we saw this pasuk yesterday already, it says, Shalosh Regalim, and Regalim is a play on word. It sounds like the word Raglayim. So from there, we know that only people who are capable of walking have a Chiyav of Re'ia. So Tana Rabbanan, Regalim, Prat Labale Kavin, comes to exclude amputees. Davar acher regalim prat lechiger. It comes to exclude a lame person. Ulchola lesuma lezaken sheina yachal lalos paraglav. That anybody is not able to walk up to Yerushalayim to Arabayis with his feet under his own power. Vesheina yachal lalos paraglav lasuye mai. You're giving a whole list. It says chiger, chola, suma, zaken, and sheina yachal lalos paraglav. That seems like a catch-all. Who are we referring to? Zaina yachal lalos paraglav. It comes to exclude mefanki. What's mefanki? So we're familiar with the word mefunak, and Rashi says that's what we're talking about. Mefanki is a mefunak she'ein holchin below minol. They never walk without a shoe. They ain't adam nichlas la rabayis b'minol. B'minolo. However, if this person is always afraid to take off his shoes, he's not going to be allowed on Harabayis, because you cannot enter Harabayis wearing shoes. Zechsev, mi bikesh zos miyedchem rimos chatzeroi. That you're not allowed to trample the courtyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing shoes. So if you have a guy who refuses to take off his shoes, it turns out he's eino yachol lahalech beraglav, because he's always wearing minolim. He's afraid to walk in his bare feet. And if a person is afraid to walk in his bare feet and take off his shoes, he's not able to be ola l'regel, because you must take off your shoes in order to enter Har Habayis. Tichsev kisavo liros panei. Mi bakesh zos miyedchem ramos chatzeroi, because you're not allowed to trample in the courtyard, meaning you're not allowed to wear shoes in the courtyard. Tana, we now learn further. Ha'arel va'atamei p'turim in Ariya. In Arel, somebody who doesn't have a bris mila, va'atamei, and somebody who's tamei, they're pater from Ariya. Says the Gemara, bishlama tamei d'chsev uvasa shama va'vesem shama. I understand why yatamei is pater, because it says you have to go there and you have to bring the karban. But kol sheyeshna babia, yeshna bava. Anybody is capable of being in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be chayiv to bring their karbanos. But kol sheina babia, eina bava. And anybody who's incapable of being in the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be chayiv to bring the karbanos. This guy is incapable of being in the Beis HaMikdash because a tamei is usher to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Ela arel minalan. How do we know that an arel, somebody who has a bris mila, doesn't have a bris mila, is going to be pater from re'ia? So very fundamental machlokas Rashi Tosfos that we need to point out here. That Rashi says, what's an arel? Rashi says, arel is Yisrael shamesu achiv machmas mila. It's a person who doesn't have a bris mila. But not stam that he's a Rasha. The reason that he doesn't have a bris mila is because mesoach of machmas mila, that his brothers who were older were given bris mila when they were born, and they died, and that's why this person's parents never wound up giving him a bris. Tosfos over here, it's in the middle of Tosfos Divrei Maskil Demarbe. It's in the third wide line. It says Avalapirush Rabbeinu Tam Demefare Shadoeg Machmas Atzar. That Rabbeinu Tam says that an Arel is somebody who doesn't have a bris. And the reason that he doesn't have a bris is not that he's a Rasha. It's not that he doesn't believe in the mitzvah. He knows there's a mitzvah. He just can't get over the mental hurdle of doing that to his body. He's afraid of the pain. Aval meso achve masvas mila havi onas. But responding to Rashi Shita, that an Arel isn't the Arel, we penalize an Arel. We're saying that you're not able to do these mitzvahs. He's viewed as being like in a lower class. If it were somebody who was Mesach of Machlas Mila, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's an Ones. That's not an Arel. That's not a bad guy. So who's an Arel? An Arel is a guy who doesn't have a bris. And again, not because he's a Rosh HaGomer, not because he's a Kofer, but because he's afraid of the pain. So a big Machlokas fundamental through Shas, Machlokas Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam. But the point of our Gemara is Arel Minolan. How do we know that this Arel is not able to, is not Chayev in the Mitzvah of Re'iyah? Says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Akiva, the Marbi la Arel Katame, because Rabbi Akiva compares Arel to Tame, the Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, ish ish la rabos es ha'arel. It says ish ish la rabos es ha'arel, and Rashi points out shehu ketame, that he's like a tame person, shlo yochal trumem kohenu, that he should not eat truma if he's a kohen, if he's an arel kohen, or a kohen arel, I should say, he should not eat truma, just like a kohen tame doesn't eat truma, and therefore, if the tame is going to be patur and re'ia, because only people who are betoras hava are betoras hakravas karban, then an arel, who's always going to be compared to the tame, is also going to be patur in re'ia. Tana Rabbanan, Tamei Pater Meiria, Tamei is Pater and Ria, Dechseva Vasa Shama Vavesem Shama. Because only those who are Kol Sheyeshna Bavia, Yeshna Bava, Kol Sheyna Bavia, Eina Bava, like we saw. Rav Yochanan Ben Dava, Yomar Mishum Rav Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Me'inav Pater Menaria. Again, we already saw this multiple times, even on, we're only on Davdala, but we already saw this multiple times, that a Suma Ba'achas Me'inav is going to be Pater from Ria, Shenemar, Yire Yera Ek. Derech Sheba Leroz, Kach Ba Leroz. Just like we are seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we go to the Beis HaMikdash with Kaviyachol two eyes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has perfect vision, so too we are Chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah only if we can see with perfect vision, if we could see with both of our eyes. So that teaches us that Asuma Ba'achas Me'inav is going to be Pater from Ria. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about a number of sukkim that stimulated, that triggered very, very emotional responses among the Gedolei Amoraim. So Rav Huna Kimatu L'Haikra Yira'eh Bachi. When he would come to the pasuk that said Yira'eh, he would start to cry. Why? Because Amar Eved Sharaba Metzapel Olaroso Yisrachik Mimenu. Can it be that an Eved, that his Rav was waiting to greet him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah talks about Shalosh Pamim Bashano Yeroyah Kol Zchurchas Panei Adon Hashem. We talk about Aliyah LaRegel, and now we're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no Beis HaMikdash, Techsiv, Kisavo, Leros, Panei Mi Bakeshos Miyedchem, Ramos Chatzerai. Then now the courtyard is trampled. It's a little bit of akasha why the Gemara quotes this pasuk of Ramos Chatzerai, which means that the courtyard is trampled up above on the top of Dalet Amud Beis. We quoted this pasuk simply to teach us the halacha that you're not allowed to walk in the Azara wearing shoes, which doesn't seem like it's a pasuk that's talking about bad things, but Tosfos deals with this. Why is it that the Gemara now quotes this pasuk? But in any event, this triggered a very emotional response, because it used to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearned our visit three times a year. And now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We have no way of visiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Huna, ki avimotu la'ikra b'achi. Rav Huna, when he would come to this following pasuk, he would cry. V'zavachta shlamem v'yachalta sham. That the pasuk speaks extensively about bringing karbanos and eating them in Yerushalayim. Eved sherabba mitzapa lechol al shulchano yisrachik mimenu. An eved who the master was always waiting for the eved to come and eat on the shulchan melachim. All of a sudden now the eved is going to be so far from the master. Dechsiv lamali rovs of chechem. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects our karbanos kaviyachol yomer Hashem. Rabbi Lazar in the first wide line. Rabbi Lazar mati la'ikra. Bachi, when Rav Lazar would get to the following pasuk, he would cry, V'lo yochlu achiv la'anos oso. This is by Yosef, when he reveals himself to his brothers could not answer him. Ki nevhalu mipanav. They were embarrassed, they were mortified. Uma tochacha shal basar v'dam kach, tochacha shal kalash baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. So madach, if they were unable to respond to the tochacha of Yosef, certainly to the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're never going to be able to respond. Tosfos of Ir points out, Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel Shel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the way down on the bottom, Shelo Yuchal Ha'ashev Tshuva Ma'al Yisali Potter Lagamrei, the Mekama Dvarim Matzi Lifter Atzmok Tzask, the Isperek Hadar, Yecholni Lifter Kol Olam Edin Tfila. In other words, we're never going to be able to totally escape the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're never going to be able to totally absolve ourselves. We might be able to absolve ourselves from certain aspects of the tochacha, says Tosfos, but we're not going to be able to absolve ourselves from the entire tochacha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-knowing, and he knows what we've done, and we're never going to be able to vindicate ourselves. Rav Elazar kimati la'ikra b'achi. Rav Elazar would get to the following pasuk, he would cry, v'yomer Shmuel al-Shaul. Shmuel said to Shaul, Lama hirgastani lalo sosi, why do you disturb me? to go up. So if Shmuel Atzadik was disturbed because of the din that he was going to face in Shemayim, Anu alachas kama v'kama, how scared do we have to be? Says the Gemara, Shmuel Maihi. How do we know that Shmuel was worried about the din in Shemayim? D'chsev, atom ra'ishal shoel elokim ra'isi olim. I saw two people ascend. Olim, tre mashma. Olim is lashem rabim. It's mashma that two people were seen going up to Shemayim. Chad Shmuel v'idach da'azol Shmuel v'asi l'moshe ba'adei. So one was Shmuel when he died, when he went up to Shemayim, and the other was Moshe Rabbeinu, because Shmuel schlepped Moshe Rabbeinu with him when he went up to Shemayim. So Amar Lei, so why did Shmuel schlep Moshe Rabbeinu with him when he went up to Shemayim? So Dilma Chas V'Sholom Ladina Mitzbabina, maybe they're going to be Taveya me to a Din Torah in Shemayim. Why was Shmuel afraid? It says in the Gemara Maseches Brachos that Shmuel was Hora Halacha Lefnei Rabo, and therefore maybe Shmuel was afraid of that. But he was afraid that he was going to be interrogated and he was going to be prosecuted in the Beis in Shalmala. So he brought Moshe Rabbeinu. So kumba de delaka milsa de kasvas baraisa de lo kamaisa. And he brought Moshe Rabbeinu as if to say there is nothing that is written in the Torah that Shmuel was not already mekayim. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was going to help vindicate Shmuel in the Beis Din Shalmala. Tosfos over here says, how in the world can Moshe Rabbeinu testify on behalf of Shmuel? Moshe Rabbeinu and Shmuel did not live in the same generation. So Shmuel is going to say, oh, believe Moshe Rabbeinu when he says that I performed all the mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see Shmuel perform the mitzvah. Says Tosfos, lo boy lemeimar sheyeid lo sheyekayim akol, shekiyim akol. Doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to perform, they're going to actually perform edus, that Shmuel was mekayim all the mitzvahs. Dimina yada, because he doesn't know. V'alo yada yabadoro. He didn't live at the same time. Elo haya omer kach v'kach darashti v'sisi maise, boy v'eduni shekach lamadata gamata. In other words, Shmuel is going to say, oh, this is what I did, and I did so based on the following drasha in the pasuk. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you could testify that you darsh in this pasuk the same way I darsh in this pasuk. Regardless of this pshat over here in Tosfos, we see that Shmuel was very afraid of his din up in Shemayim. That's why he brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him. So alachas kama v'kama, we who are much less holy than Shmuel and far less righteous, we have to be afraid of the din in the Beis Din Shel Mala. Ravami ki avimati lahai kra bachi. Ravami, when he would get to the following pasuk, he would cry. Yitin bafar piyu, that there is a dirt in his mouth, and despite all the suffering, ulai yesh tikva, maybe there will be hope, maybe there will be salvation. So Amar kuli haivu ulai, so much suffering, and still only maybe there will be hope. Ravami kavi matilai krabachi. Ravami, when we get to the following pasuk, he would cry. Bikshu tzedek, bikshu anava, ulai tisteru biyom af Hashem, maybe the anger of Hashem will be concealed. So Amar kuli haivu ulai, you're engaged in tzedek, you're engaged in anava, and still only maybe the anger of Hashem is going to be concealed. Ravasi gavi mati like rabachi. Ravasi, when he would get to the following pasuk, he would cry. Sinu ra va'avu tov. You should hate bad and you should love good. Vatsigu b'shar mishpat. And you should adhere to justice. Ula yichanan Hashem elokei tzvakos. Zakuli haivu ulai. It sounds like you're doing everything right. Still only maybe it's ulai you're going to find favor. Maybe it's only maybe you're going to find favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's very sobering. So Rav Yosef ki avimati laik rabachi. Rav Yosef, when we got to the following pasuk, he would cry. V'yesh nisva below mishpat. That there are people who are gathered up, people who are taken to the Olam HaEmes without judgment. Some are mi ika d'azol below zimnei. So is this possible that somebody would be taken from this world before his proper time without judgment? We thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow people to live out their years as appropriate on this world. So what does this mean? Says the Gemara in Kiyad de Rav, and this is a crazy story. Kiyad de Rav Bibi Bar Abaya Havishchiach Gabe Malach HaMavas. So the Malach HaMavas was always around him. He was always found with him. So Amar Le Lishluche. So the Malach HaMavas said to his shliach, Zil Aisili Mirya Megadla Seir Nashaya. Go bring me Miriam the hair braider because it's time to take her to the Olam HaEmes. Azil Asile Miriam Megadle Dardiki. So he went and he got Miriam the babysitter. So it was a case of mistaken identity. So the Malach HaMavas dispatched his second in command. Go bring a certain Miriam. The guy brought the wrong Miriam. Samarlay, Ana Miriam Magadla Sayer Nishaya Amrilach. So the Malach HaMavez realizes the mistake. He says to his henchman, what in the world are you doing? I asked for Miriam the hair braider. You're bringing me Miriam the babysitter. So Amarlay, Iachi Ahadre, oi, so let me bring Miriam the babysitter back and she'll live out her life. Amarlay, Ho Vasi, Lahavi Limnaya. No, once she came to us, let's count her among the dead people. Says the Gemara, Elahechi Achaltale. How exactly was he able to bring the wrong Miriam there if it was before her time? In other words, what was the whole Siba that the Malach HaMavis's henchman was able to bring the wrong Miriam up to the Malach HaMavis? So says the Gemara, Nikiti Mitara Biyada, she was holding a poker in her hand that she would use to move the coals in the oven. Vave Kasharga Umachre Tanure, and she was sticking the poker in the oven and sweeping out the oven. Shakalta, she removed the poker, Vanachta Agava Dekare, and she put it on the top of her foot, and Kadcha, it burnt her foot, Visra Mazale. And her mazel changed because she was harmed all of a sudden. Vaisiya, and that's how that's how the Malach HaMavis's henchman brought her. Because when a person places himself into a makam sakana, his mazel is impacted. It's detrimentally impacted, and therefore the Malach HaMavis was able to, or the Malach HaMavis's henchman was able to overcome her at that time. So Amar Le Rabibi Barabayas, so Rabibi, who again had a yechidus with a Malach HaMavis, so Rabibi says, Isluchu Rishusala Mevet Hachi? What in the world? I understand her mazel changed. Do you have permission to go bring people up and kill them without their, but before their right time? So says the Gemara, Amar Le, Veloksev Yeshnis Pavalo Mishpat. This is the pasuk that caused them such an emotional reaction. Doesn't it say, Taka, that there are people who are going to be gathered up without mishpat? It's not going to be their proper time, yet they're going to be gathered up. Amarlei, vaksiv, dar holech v'dar ba. But it says that, dar holech v'dar ba, which is mashma, that there's a cadence to the generations, but every generation has to live out its time. So says the Gemara, Amar darinalu ana adamalu leledarev adar mashlima leleduma. Well, I basically carry the souls with me in my pekala, and I don't give them to Duma, who is the Malach Hamamuna ala Mesim. I don't give them to this Malach called Duma until they would otherwise have lived out their lifespan. But says Rabibi, Amar Le, sof shnia mai avadata. What do you do with their years? Because, hey, good, so their souls are not being turned into, like, they're like books not being returned to the library until the due date, but still, you've taken them from this world early, even though you're not giving them to Duma until the proper time. Amar I, Katsurva Rabbana Damavi B'mila Mosifna Le Vavi Chilufe. So says the Gemara, if there's a servant in Rabbanan who deserves more life, we give the years, we add the years from this person who was taken early to the lifespan of the Tzurvim Rabbanon. Then it winds up working out because the Tzurvim Rabbanon will use those years properly in learning, and the person whose life was ended early is going to get the schar of the extra mitzvahs that the Talmud Chacham is going to do in those extra years that he got from this person who was taken too early. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Gemara further tomorrow, God willing. Hope everybody has a great day.